Hey, this is Derek Wooten. I'm lead pastor of Makers Church here in Cincinnati, Ohio, where our desire is to make disciples and make a difference. Thank you so much for joining us through our podcast. We pray this message speaks life and encouragement into you and what God is doing in your life. Hope you enjoy it.
Amen, amen. Thank you for your obedience and generosity to God's word. Come on, one more time. Let's stand up in the room as we get into the word today. I know you don't mind standing because we didn't make you stand one time when we were online last week. You got to sit in your couch, drink your coffee, and join us together. Hey, how many of you guys are thankful you were able to spend some time with family and friends during the holiday season? Anybody love your family? You better love your family. I love my family. I'm thankful my parents, Mike and Sandra Wooten, are here today. Will you honor them? I'm grateful that they're here. I love them. They have consistently, even to this day, been a voice in my life. So I love you. I honor you. I'm so grateful you can worship with us. I consider it joy every time that you're here. And I'm thankful that we can worship together today, church. And I'm going to tell you something. I believe God has got a just supernatural year in store for us. But how many of you guys know that doesn't happen without faith? This whole thing doesn't work without faith. If you want to step into something like that, you got to step into it with faith. You got to have faith. So today, I've really got a simple but significant word from the Lord. We're going to start a series next week, but I've got something the Lord just sat me down in this week that I've got to release to you. But I want us to receive it today with faith. And you say, well, Pastor, is the word going to do something? The Bible says God, the word of God is alive and active. So guess what? The word's going to be alive whether you're alive or not. So if you want to sit there dead, that's fine, but the word's going to be active anyhow. But why don't you go ahead and say yes and be active while God's word can work in and through you. But if you want to do this, just slip up your hand with me. Let's just pray and invite the Lord to have his way. Lord, thank you for a time of praise. Thank you for a time of worship, God, where, God, it's not for us. God, it was all for you. And God, we never want to run through that to get to anything else. But Lord, thank you that we prioritize your presence. God, thank you, Lord, that we can get into the river of your presence, God, where there is, God, nourishment, where there is healing and strength and joy. And God, now as we have, God, taken this moment, God, to transition into the word, Lord, I pray, God, that your word today, God, isn't just active, God, in some, it's active in each of us. And God, it continues, Lord, to transform us. God, the truth of your word, the power of your spirit. And Lord, I pray that today, God, as we study, as we look together, as we receive together, God, may your word take root and bear fruit in our lives as we prepare to rise in 2023. God, because you are good, and we thank you in advance for all that's about to take place, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Come on, if you're ready, somebody shout amen. Amen. Come on, be seated, church. I'm going to sit down a little bit with you. I will tell you something. Some of you know, some of you don't know. I've been fighting an infection in my leg, and I have been propped up for a couple weeks. I've been to the doctor a few times, the ER. I had a merry holiday season. But can I tell you, I stand here today because the Lord is good, and he is continuing to touch my body. But how many of you guys also know the Lord gave us wisdom? That's why I'm going to sit down a little bit and teach today, but I do ask you to continue to pray for me. I'm still fighting this thing and battling through, but I will tell you I'm battling with faith because God is on my side. Amen. Amen. But I'm excited today. I want to get into the word. Also, hopefully you got some communion elements as you came in the door today. We're going to be partaking communion at the end of our service. Starting and sealing this time, the first of the year, just with this covenant time together. So hold on to those. Don't lose those. But church, I'm excited today. It's January 1st. And next week, we're starting a series entitled Rise. Somebody shout Rise. Come on, one more time. Shout Rise. Rise, I told you a few weeks ago, the Lord spoke to me about 2023 and said, it is a year to rise. It is a year to rise. And we're going to start a series next week, and we're going to be sharing vision for the rest of the year because the Lord, how many of you guys know that God does give vision to his people? God gives in. The Bible says that well, where there is no vision, people perish. But can I tell you, if that's true, that also means where there is vision, that means there is life. And so God is doing things here. He is bringing things to life here in and through Maker's Church. And so next week, we're going to start a series entitled Rise, and we're going to be unpacking that over the next several weeks, especially as we fast and pray together. But as we rise, I want to remind you today the definition of the word rise, because I wanted to get into your spirit that you're going to rise in 2023. Here's what rise means. It means to move from a lower position to a higher one, to move from a lower position to a higher one, to come up and go up to increase. Somebody say, I'm gonna rise this year. Come on, declare it. I'm gonna rise. I'm gonna rise this year. And so we're gonna be talking about that. We're gonna be fasting together starting next week. We're gonna, man, I typically, every time we fast together, I'm like, okay, Lord, let's do this thing. But I've got unusual expectation for this fast. I pray that you go ahead and spend time with the Lord this week and say, Lord, prepare my heart to push away the plate so I can push into your presence. Because I'm going to tell you something, for those that are willing to go after the God in unusual ways, you will see unusual things happen in your life this year in Jesus' name. But we're going to start a fast next week, and we're going to be in a series called Rise. But today, God gave me a precursor, if you will. And so my message, my subject today is equipped to rise. Equipped to rise. Look to your neighbor and say, you're about to rise. Come on, tell them. You're about to rise. Equipped to rise. Equipped to rise. So if you will, I want you to go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 16, church. Get your Bibles, whether they're you got pages or you're on your device. Turn there, tap there with me. 1 Corinthians 16, verses 13 and 14. I want to read these and I want to go through these this morning. The Lord really just, as I was sitting in my recliner with my leg propped up this week, the Lord just sat me in this passage and did not let me move. You guys ever had that happen? The Lord just sat you somewhere and said, don't get up, you stay there. So I said, yes, sir. But he sat me in this passage. I want to read it. It's so simple, church, but it's significant as we begin this year together in Jesus' name. And here's what the Apostle Paul said to believers in Corinth. How many of you guys know this entire letter was not to unbelievers, but to believers? Isn't it amazing that a couple thousand years later, what was true then for believers is still true now for believers? That we can take these principles and apply them to our lives. But here's what the Apostle Paul said to the Corinthian church. He said, be on guard. Be on guard. Stand firm. Somebody shout firm. Stand firm in the faith. Be courageous. Be strong. And do everything with love. I'm gonna read it one more time. Be on guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be courageous. Be strong. And do everything with love. Let's go ahead and practice that last one. Look to your neighbors and say, I love you. Come on, tell them, I love you. Listen, if you meant it, the Lord's going to bless you. If you didn't, you're in trouble. Hopefully you meant it. I believe that as we would start this year, of all things the Lord would impress my heart to share with my kingdom family this morning, there are some specific reasons, church, as to why the Holy Spirit would direct me to this passage. I believe the first one is this, because as you read these simple yet significant directives, how many of you guys know these aren't suggestions? These are commands from the Holy Spirit. Well, Pastor Paul said it. No, Paul may have penned it, but the Holy Spirit said it first. And the Holy Spirit spoke these things, and they weren't suggestions to the church. They were directives. They were commands. I believe, listen, church, that no matter how spiritual you are, no matter how long you've been walking with Jesus, sometimes you need to be reminded on how you're supposed to live your life. I've said it before and I'll keep saying it. Spiritual maturity does not say, yeah, yeah, I know. Spiritual maturity says, remind me so I don't forget. And so I believe in this simple text, we can see God saying this even to us today, because sometimes we need to be reminded on how to live our lives. But I also believe that secondly, as we go through these Spirit-led commands today, church, that we need to receive them and apply them. This is important. We need to receive them and apply them through the lens of intentionality instead of idealism. Through the lens of intentionality instead of idealism. You say, Pastor, why is this important? This is important because it seems like there are a lot of times, church, that we get into God's word and we see his commands for our lives and our response is, oh yeah, well, ideally, I can put those into practice this year. Ideally, if everything goes according to plan, this is going to be easy. I'm going to put these things a part of my life. They're going to be disciplines and habits, and I can put all these directives into practice as long as all of these other details work out. Have you ever been that way before with God's word? Just me? Okay, you guys are better than me then. That's good. But we sometimes look at these things through the lens of idealism, but the truth is, can I tell you, on this side of heaven, kingdom living is not ideal. It's intentional. One day it'll be ideal because we'll be in heaven. We'll have glorified and perfect bodies. We'll be where there is no more sorrow, no more crying, no more sting, no more pain, no more death. But right now here, in this fallen world, it's hardly ever ideal. Can I get a witness from somebody? Kingdom living on this side of heaven is really not ideal. It must be intentional. So as you see this today, church, don't be like, well, ideally I'll be able to do these things. No, and if you will be intentional, you can put these into practice today and they will equip you to rise to every place that God has for your life in 2023. That's why one of our core values here at Makers Church is intentional living. That we don't want to be known for having good intentions. We want to be known for living intentionally. How many of you guys know we serve an intentional God? So if God's intentional, then you and I should be intentional every day that we live. Look to your neighbor and say, don't you waste a day. Come on, tell them. Don't you waste a day. We got to be committed to being intentional. And so I want us to, as we go through this today, church, I want us to be intentional in seeing and receiving these Spirit-led directives that we may put them into practice into 2023, because I'm telling you that I know that I know that I know these things will equip you to rise and help you live in the fullness of what God has for you, what God has for Makers Church, and what God wants to do in the body of Christ in the city of Cincinnati in 2023 in Jesus' name. If you believe that, somebody say amen. So let's look at these today. 1 Corinthians 16, 13, 14. He says, be on guard. Be on guard. Now the word guard in the Greek means to keep awake, means to give attention to, means to actively watch. How many of you guys understand that as believers in the earth, we should be on guard? Be on guard. You say, Pastor, why? Because just like we have an incredible God who desires us to rise this year, we have an irritating enemy who wants us to retreat. Come on, somebody. I told myself I was going to sit down, but I find myself keep standing. I'm trying. Just like you have an incredible God that desires for you to rise in every good thing he has, you have an irritating enemy that wants you to retreat instead of rise. And so you've got to be on guard. And we even find in 1 Peter 5:8, look at this. Look at what the Apostle Peter said through the anointing of the Holy Spirit. He said, stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Can I just remind you that on Satan's best day, all he can ever do is intimidate you? Come on, somebody. I heard a preacher say one time, and I thought it was great. He said, the devil's nothing more than a mouse with a microphone. And it's true, because the only power he has is when you believe the lies that he says. Because he lost all power when Jesus took it. Come on now. But he tries to intimidate you, and the Bible doesn't say he is a roaring lion. He said he's like a roaring lion seeking what he wants to devour. You know what he'd like to devour? He'd like to devour your destiny this year. He'd like to steal the purpose. He'd like to steal your faith in believing that God wants you to rise this year. And so even Peter says, stay alert, pay attention, watch out. Why? Because he is absolutely trying to distract you, get you disinterested and deceived. So can I just encourage and remind you today, on January 1, pay attention spiritually this year. Pay attention in your spirit life this year. Pastor, you kind of make it sound like Satan can win. No. How many of you guys know Satan can never win? because he's already lost. But listen to me. Just like he can't win, he'll also never stop. And that's why you have to stay on guard. What a tormenting perspective to know, I can't win, but I'll also never stop. That's who he is, that's what he does. So I'm not saying be on guard because you might lose. I'm saying be on guard so you don't get deceived. Be on guard and pay attention spiritually, because just like you have a God that wants you to rise, you have an enemy that wants you to retreat and run away from what God has for you. So we have to see and understand this, church. That's why Romans 13, 11, we see this where the writer says, to live like this is all the more urgent, for time is running out, and you know it is a strategic hour in human history. It is time for us to wake up. Look to your neighbor if they've already fallen asleep and tell them, wake up. Come on. They stayed up too late drinking sparkling grape juice and watching that ball drop. Tell them, wake up. Come on. Wake up. For our full salvation is nearer than when we first believed. Church, listen to me. You need to stay awake spiritually this year if you want to rise. You can't be apathetic and rise at the same time. Come on, somebody. Be on guard. Can I just encourage you? Protect the purpose that God has for your life. Satan's not trying to protect you. He is trying to expose you to anything that will rob you of what God has for you. Protect the purpose on your life. I'll go even further. Protect the anointing that God has placed on your life to advance the kingdom of God. Protect your anointing. What is the anointing? It is the endorsement and the endowment of God. And if you don't know this, let me teach you today on the first Sunday of 2023. War always follows the anointing. War always follows the anointing. If you've been anointed by God to do something supernatural in the earth, and by the way, you have, listen to me, that means war is going to come after you. Say, Pastor, give me Bible. First Samuel 16, David was anointed. 1 Samuel 17, he's in the valley of Elah looking at Goliath. War follows the anointing. And so if you're going to pay attention this year, if you're going to be on guard, you have to remember, protect the anointing. War follows the anointed. But can I tell you, the Lord is so good, he has actually equipped you and me for battle. He's equipped us for war, church. How do you know, Pastor? Why? Because he gave us spiritual armor to put on daily. Come on. He gave us armor to put on daily. So listen, we can not just protect ourselves, but that we can press on in victory in Jesus' name. Can we just do an armor check really quick on January 1, 2023? I heard somebody say, and I laughed out loud, they said, we got too many Christians running around spiritually and they're streaking. He said, all these Christians running around with a helmet of salvation and nothing else on. That's funny, but when you think about it, you're like, oh, Lord, that's the truth. Because people come in and they get saved, they confess it, but then they get out there and they don't put on their armor and they're vulnerable to attack after attack after attack after attack, and you don't have to be. Honey, he didn't just give you things to protect you. He gave you things to make war on the enemy and move forward in Jesus' name. But I want you to see it. Here's what Paul said to the Ephesian believers in Ephesians 6. He said, therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. We're going to talk about standing firm in a minute. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth. Somebody say belt of truth. Some of you, like me, you had to loosen your belt a little bit after the holidays. Your belt of truth. And the body armor, the breastplate of righteousness, of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Now, I understand that war follows the anointing, but I need you to hear me and be encouraged today. You have been anointed with armor and to advance the kingdom in every part of your life. So do yourself a favor in 2023 and put your armor on every day. Well, Pastor, shouldn't God be doing that for me? No, that's your job. God's already done his job. He sent Jesus. Jesus died, got back up. And then God still does his job, and he will fight with you and he will fight for you. But he will not put that armor on for you. That's your job. So put on the armor daily. Why? So you can be on guard and be ready to advance the kingdom in Jesus' name. So church, listen to me. In 2023, if you're going to rise, we've got to pay attention spiritually. We have to put our armor on and we have to get ready to rise in Jesus' name. If that's you, somebody say amen. So that's number one. Number one, be on guard. Number two, stand firm in the faith. Stand squishy in the faith. Don't you get squishy. Tell your neighbor, don't you get squishy. Tell them. Stand firm in your feelings. Woo! Stand firm in the faith. Stand firm in the faith. We can't be squishy and we can't be standing in our feelings. The apostle Paul, the anointing, the Holy Spirit said, stand firm in your faith. See, the phrase stand firm in the Greek means to persevere and be persistent. To persevere and be persistent. How many of you guys know passion's not enough? I lost some of you on that one. Passion's not enough. Sometimes you have to persevere with your passion. Sometimes you have to be persistent with your passion. But it means to persevere and be persistent. Let me ask this question, and I hope you will understand. How many of you know that there will inevitably be circumstances and situations that you will have to persevere and that will test your faith in 2023? If you don't know that, I'm about to pop your bubble right now. There will absolutely be moments where you have to stay persistent and endure this year. Be prepared. Can I just warn you now? I love you, so I'm gonna warn you. Somebody's gonna cut you off in traffic this year. And if you're the person still cutting people off in traffic, good luck to you too. How many of you guys know it's not a sin to use your turn signal? Come on, somebody. Some of you are like, you look to your spouse, see, he just said it. Somebody's gonna cut you off in traffic this year. Somebody's gonna say something rude to you this year. Somebody's gonna do something to your child that you don't like. Some things are not going to go the way you hoped they would or you thought they would this year. I'm not being negative, I'm being honest. We don't live in a perfect world. So I told you, don't look through the lens of idealism, but intentionality. But can I tell you, as great as any year could be, there are still some moments where you have to grind through that year. Where you have to grit your teeth and persevere and be persistent. But can I tell you today under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, even when you have to persevere, even when you have to be persistent, don't you dare retreat in fear. Come on, somebody. Don't you dare retreat in fear when things get hard. Don't you dare respond with doubt. And please, do not reject the sovereignty of God in your life. When things get challenging in 2023, honey, put your feet down in the peace of the God of the gospel of Jesus Christ and stand firm in your faith that God is with you, God is for you, and God will be with you every step of the way. If you're thankful for that kind of God, somebody give him praise today. Let me say it this way. If you can have faith that Jesus can save you, you can have faith that Jesus will sustain you. That's so simple, right? But it's significant. If you can have faith that Jesus will save you, you can have faith that Jesus will also sustain you. Look at 1 Peter chapter 5 again. I want you to see something. Verses 9 through 11. Here's what the text says. Take a decisive stand against him. Who's him? The devil, our enemy. Take a decisive stand against him. How many of you guys know that your enemy is not flesh and blood? If you read him and you put a person's name in there, you need to ask the Lord to help you with unforgiveness. Take a decisive stand against him and resist his every attack with strong and vigorous faith. Now it's on the screen. Now, that's why you didn't get it. Resist his every attack with strong and vigorous faith, for you know that your believing brothers and sisters around the world are experiencing the same kind of troubles that you endure. How many of you guys know you're not in this thing by yourself? And please, 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 don't think that you're the only one going through stuff. I love you, but you're not the only one walking through hard seasons. You're not the only one finding yourself frustrated and irritated and all those other aids, okay? You're not the only one. The word tells us you have brothers and sisters around the world that are having to endure just like you. But notice the encouragement. And then, after your brief suffering, the God of all loving grace, who has called you to share in his eternal glory in Christ, will personally, come on somebody, will personally and powerfully restore you and make you stronger than ever. Yes, he will set you firmly in place and build you up. And he has all the power needed to do this forever. Amen. Church, there will be times in 2023 that you've got to persevere and you've got to be persistent. But can I tell you, in the middle of your persevering, can you be persuaded that the God that you committed those things to is able to keep them until the day that Jesus returns? If you can say, I'll trust him now, I'll trust him later. If you can say, God's been good then, God's going to be good tomorrow. You've got to stay persuaded in your heart that you're going to stand firm in your faith. And regardless of what may come, God is going to work it out for you because he loves you. So if you want to rise in 2023, stand firm in your faith. Be persuaded that God's got it. Come on, 1 Thessalonians 5:24 said, if God said it, he'll do it. If God has said it over your life, it will come to pass in Jesus' name. Pastor, when? I don't know. That's God's timeline, not mine. But if God said it, he'll do it. If God said it, he'll do it. Stand firm in your faith. Number three, after be on guard and stand firm in your faith, be courageous in 2023. Be courageous in 2023. How many of you guys know what Romans 8:31 says? If God is for us, who could ever be against us? Shouldn't that one verse alone give you courage? Shouldn't that one verse alone say, what can man do to me? If God is for you, who can be against you? Somebody say, if God is for me, who or what can be against me? God's for you. Be courageous. Somebody shout courage. I'm gonna tell you right now, you will not rise without courage. You will not rise to the levels that God has for you this year without courage. So can I just tell you, this year you better dream big and you better do big in Jesus' name. Come on, somebody. Enough of this. Can we stop being the mediocre church? Can we stop living mediocre, mundane lives, and can we believe for the supernatural? Can we be courageous enough to lay our hands on the sick and watch them get healed in Jesus' name? Can we be courageous enough to share our faith with our family and friends and people we don't even know? When God says speak, you speak. Can we be courageous enough this year, church? Can we rise with that kind of kingdom authority and courage to say that we will share Jesus with others, that we will pray in the Spirit, that we will make disciples and we will make a difference? We will shine in this world for the kingdom of God. If you want to have that kind of courage, somebody give Jesus praise. Come on, for 10 seconds. Come on, we've got courage in Jesus' name. Can I say it this way? This year, have the courage to conquer. Come on. Have the courage to conquer. Have the courage to not compromise, to not cower down, to not coexist. Have the courage to conquer, because Romans 8:37 says, we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who loves us. Have the courage to conquer, but I'll go a step further. Have the courage this year to be compassionate. Because here in a minute, we're going to talk about a directive that says do everything with love. Have the courage to love people even when it's not fun. But you got to have courage, man of God. You got to have courage, woman of God. Have courage. Courage. If you want to rise in 2023, you've got to say, Lord, let me live a courageous life. Let me give you one more verse before we move to strong or strength. Isaiah 41:10. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Why? For I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my defeated right hand. Be courageous in 2023. Rise up with courage in Jesus' name. Well, Pastor, I've always struggled with fear. Honey, break that spirit of fear off of your life. Stand firm in your faith, be on guard, and rise with courage. And when you rise with courage, watch what God will help you conquer in and through your life every day in Jesus' name. Let's be courageous in 2023. If you're with me, somebody say amen. So he says, be on guard, stand firm in your faith, be courageous. Now he says, be strong. Be strong. Be strong. Somebody shout, be strong. But don't you try to be strong in yourself. That's where we get in trouble. Come on now. The Lord taught me that in college. If you don't know already, I'm a big boy. Can I tell you, it makes me laugh every time I meet new people here. They're like, you know what? You're a lot bigger down here than you were up on stage. I'm like, well, thank you. You can't do it on your own strength. Your own strength is limited. And can I also tell you something else about your strength? Not only is it limited, sometimes your strength can also be your downfall. Go ask Samson. But hear me. Be strong, but don't be strong in yourself. Here's that same chapter in Ephesians 6 that we read earlier. I want you to see this. Here's what Paul, on the anointing of the Holy Spirit, he said a final word. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Be strong in who? If you want to rise in 2023, be strong, but don't you be strong in your strength, be strong in God's. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Notice the text doesn't say, be stubborn in the Lord. Oh, I'm going here on January 1, 2023. Stubbornness is not a gift of the Spirit. Stubbornness is not a fruit of the Spirit. And here's what I have discovered in the society in which we currently live. Too many people operate with stubbornness and they're calling it strength. Can I get a witness from somebody? So many folks are calling stubbornness strength. Listen to me. Stubbornness and strength are two very different things. Strength comes from God, but stubbornness will keep you from God. And so as you get in this year and he says, be strong, he's not saying, okay, you just be stubborn and that's strength. He says, no. He says, be strong in me. The only way you can be strong in God is not through your stubbornness, but it's through your submission. Come on, somebody. Through your submission in every part of your life. You're at your strongest when you're the most submitted. When you're submitted in every part of your life, that is when the strength of God can shine in and through your life. That's when the strength of God, you say, well, Pastor, I feel like I'm at my weakest when I'm surrendered and I'm submitted. Do you know what 2 Corinthians 12:9 says? It says that God's strength is made perfect in our weakness. So it's okay if you feel weak in yourself, because that's when God's strength can show up and show out in and through your life. But if you want to be strong in 2023, it's going to come through your strength to submit. Be submitted to Jesus in every part of your life, and it equips you to rise in Jesus. And if you believe that, somebody say amen. Last one, my favorite one probably. Do everything with love. Does the text say do some things in love? Do everything. Everything. Somebody shout everything. Everything with love. I could literally give you over 100 scriptures right now on love, but because of the time, I'm only going to give you 75. I'm okay, just kidding. I'm going to give you two. And these two I think are so beautiful. Let me show you. Look to your neighbor and tell him, practice again. Tell him I love you. Come on, tell him I love you. Listen, my dad just told my mom he loved her. I just heard it, man. Thank you, Dad. That's good. You know, they celebrated 40 years of wedded bliss this year. Come on, man. They did it. And they will right now tell you the greatest day of their lives was April 28th, 1986, the day I was born. They'll tell you that in a heartbeat, man. Right? Don't lie in church. Okay, good. Here we go. Colossians chapter 3, verse 14. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. Let me ask you a question. Do you want division in your house or unity? Do you want division in this house or unity? Then clothe yourself with love, because that binds us together in perfect harmony. Why do you not want division? Because the Bible says that God won't bless division, but he will bless unity. So this year, if you want to rise, you're going to have to do it with love. You can't do it with stubbornness, but you can do it with love. You can do it with love. Let me go one further. That's Colossians 3:14. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us together in perfect harmony. If that one didn't get you, this one better. John 13:35. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. Not your love for yourself. We got to love ourselves. Yes, we do. But your love for one another will prove to the world that we're trying to win into the kingdom, that we are the disciples of Jesus. So let me submit this to you. If you can't do it in love, you shouldn't be doing it. Pastor, break that down. Thank you for asking. Let me do it. You can't gossip in love. Woo! You can't have fits of rage in love. You can't be filled with lust and love. You can't sin and do it with love. Pastor, that's so simple. Then I need you to hear it. Because if you want to rise this year, the only way you rise is you do it with love. Because we find the word says, do everything with love. Now here's what I know, church. God said we're going to rise this year in 2023. But I believe today God put this word and brought it right here. Because he says, okay, now you get to choose. Do you want to retreat or do you want to rise? Because if you want to rise, these five things will equip you to rise in every part of your life. And let me ask you this in case we forget. Were these suggestions or commands from the Holy Spirit? Yes. Commands. So that means today we make a fresh commitment to not just hear what God has said, but to do what God has said. Because if you'll do these things, Now notice, I have never said one time you're going to be perfect in all these things. But if you'll commit to giving your best, how many of you guys know God will take your effort and he will put a grace on it and he will do something supernatural through it. But I believe this year, church, God wants us to rise to supernatural places. But it starts with us today saying yes to being equipped to rise and understanding that he said this, be on guard, stand firm in the faith, be courageous, be strong, and do everything